Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away, so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Prophetess Stacy, but I'm not the host for tonight. We have a very special guest host tonight, but before I introduce her, I would like to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Your sacrifice was not in vain. Our freedom is because of you, and I give you honor tonight. Now, tonight, we have an awesome woman of God. She's back with us again, Prophetess Natasha Pate. May you be blessed by the word of God that comes through her mouth tonight. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, hello, hello. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. How many of you are all out there willing to give yourself away to the Lord? How many of you all out there are willing to give all you have to God? First, I would like to give honor to God and thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy, who allowed me to come back again. Thank and praise God for all the veterans out there that served for us and that we would have the freedom that we have. And we ought to be able to thank God for those people. It would not have been for them serving for us. I don't think a lot of us would be further than where we at. And that's how it is with God. You got to stay on God. Stay with him. Protect him. Be there for him. He wants us to be like that for him, to serve him with all we got. I would like to come in with a prayer, and when I come in with a prayer, I'm just going to give myself totally to God and what he will lead me to do tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you for what you get ready to do. I thank you for the word that you're getting ready for me to give out to whoever needs it, Lord God. Thank you for your prophecy. I thank you for your, Lord, your love, Lord God, that for your people, Lord. And most of all, Lord, I thank you for what you're getting ready to do on the air, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to touch every man, woman, boy, girl, Lord God, that's listening tonight, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to bless, Lord God, to come into their heart, come into their life, come into their homes, Lord God. And Lord God, most of all, Lord God, I ask you to, Lord God, be for them, Lord God, what they can't even be for themselves, Lord God. And Father God, I ask you, Lord, as I, Lord God, speak your ministry and speak your word to your people tonight, Lord. I ask you, Lord God, to give me the word to give to them. Lord, you, Lord, set me down, Lord God, and you stand up in me, and Lord God, you speak through me. Open up their ears, Lord God, that they will hear what you're saying to them, Lord, and open up their eyes that they will see what your word is saying, Lord, and open up their mouth, Lord God, that they will speak whatever, Lord God, you say speak, Lord God, and open up their heart that they will receive your word of God, Lord God, the ministry, Lord God. Thank and praise you, Lord God, to and be what you would have for them to be for you. And Lord God, if they don't know you, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to, Lord God, let them learn to know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord God. Lord, I thank you and I give you praise, give you glory, and give you all the honor, Lord, that goes to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, I just thank you for being just so awesome in my life. I thank and praise God for what he's doing, and I thank and praise God for all you all that's listening. And I thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God for the truth. The word of God is truth. It's life. Everything you need to know is in the word of God. And I thank and praise God. And I thank and praise God that in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, I thank and praise God where it said, there's a time and a season for everything that we do. And I thank and praise God for, Lord, what everything that what we want, it ain't all what he wants. It's a time and a season. And I'm going to minister tonight, and I'm going to really give whatever God put in my spirit tonight. And I hope you all are prepared for whatever God has given me tonight. And I thank and praise God for being just who he is in my life. And I thank and praise God. Last time I was here on the air, I thank and praise God that for so many of you all that had listened, and so many of you all was blessed by it. And I hope so many of you all took the word and you received it. I hope you all was blessed. The Lord had really truly come into your life. But I want to let you know, if there's anybody that need prayer, you can call in and share your prayer request, and I will be able to pray with you, and I'll be able to speak into your life whatever God put in my heart to speak into your life. And I thank and praise God for using me as he do, and I thank God for just being who he is. And I want us to let's just dwell on Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. It's a time for everything that we do. It's a time to birth. It's a time to die. It's a time to kill. It's a time to laugh. It's a time to love. It's a time to steal. It's a time to hate. It's a time to be happy. It's a time to be everything that God would desire for us to be. And God, a lot of people say, well, I have heard someone say, well, if it's a time for everything, how come God, if God is love, how come he put the word hate, and how come he put the word steal, and how come he put all that in the word if that's not what he is? It's not who he is. It's what was done to become what it is today. And it was caused of, go back to Genesis when it started with Adam and Eve. Go back, that was created. The reason why things are like it is. It wasn't Christ. It was that. It was being disobedient to God's word. It was being disobedient to what God told them not to do. And I thank and praise God for that. And there was a time for them not to do what he told them not to do. But they did it. And then when they did what not supposed to have been done, that's when the curses, and that's when disobedience, that's when everything started happening. And I thank and praise God that we all should know, women or men of God, or prophets or evangelists or missionaries or whoever listening, if you're reading your word, if you're a Bible scholar, if you're a Bible teacher, a preacher, or whoever, if you read the word of God tells us how to love. And it tells us the things that we should do. And it tells us in the Ten Commandments how we're not supposed to, how things are not, we're not supposed to do in the Ten Commandments. We're not supposed to do those things. But they still comes up. And because they comes up, it's because we're a lot of folks say, well, we're human. Well, we're going to do things. That's why he say, ask for his forgiveness all the time. I hear Prophet Stacy say a word sometimes. God just deliver us. He just deliver us enough to use us, and he does. God deliver. We ain't all the way delivered. We just deliver enough that God can use us. So let us want to be totally to deliver from God. Let us from the things of this world. Let us totally be delivered from those things, because those things can't take us nowhere. Just being closer to God, and that's why I give myself to God all the time, and I pray, and even in situation, when situation comes up, I even have to just kneel down and just sometimes I have to cry. And then we go and clean the ass again. It's a time to cry. And sometimes I'm happy and I'm laughing and being rejoiced. He wants us to do those things. But on top of all of those things, he wants us to trust him in everything that we do. Let us believe God for things in our life. Well, some say, well, I don't have a heart to love because I've been hurt by so many people. Well, I don't have a heart to love because my mama said this about me or my dad said that about me. Well, I don't have a heart to love because my husband walked out on me or my husband was he said he didn't love me. He said I wasn't cute. My husband was this. You still got to love. God wants us to love anyway. You still need to love. Some people say, well, the reason I do things because I hate this person. I hate that person because they done bad things to me. Okay, well, it's cool. That's cool. You there's a time for that. But then you're going to get over that, and then you're going to learn to love again. Somebody would say, well, will I love again? Yes, you will love again. Somebody out there that been hurt or they cry themselves to sleep at night. They just don't know which way to turn. And they, Lord, how can such thing happen to me like this if you're in love? God said God so loved the world that he gave us his son. And if he had not gave us his son, it wouldn't even be. Things wouldn't even be. And I thank God for that love. I thank God for that son that he had given to us, that he would die for our sins. Because if he didn't die for our sins, we would be in a whole lot of trouble more than what we is now. He knew if he didn't die for our sin, things wouldn't get better. We wouldn't be able to come to him and say, Lord, forgive us. And, Lord, we wouldn't be able to turn our life around. That's why it's a choice. I always tell people when they come to me and they talk, they say, well, why this? Why? I say, life is a choice. If you could choose to live it right or you could choose to live it wrong. You could choose to do right, or you could choose to go out there and be just what people call you to be. But I always heard from a former pastor of mine say, "Just don't be just what they don't be what people say you are. Don't let it be true whatever people say."
Excuse me.
Yes,
Prophetess Paige, you have a caller.
Okay. Yes.
Hold on.
Paige, how are you?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the
air. Good evening.
Welcome to Prolific Fire.
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh. I just wanted to call in and ask for prayer.
Okay.
I'm going through a little bit of a storm,
okay.
And I just wanted just some Holy Spirit prayer.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to speak to my sister right now, God. Whatever her storm is, Lord God, you know what it is, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to touch it right now, Lord God. Lord, get down up in it, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Lord, I don't know what it is, Lord, and Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that whatever it is, Lord God, we ask you to touch her right now, Lord God. Speak to her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you to turn situation around in her life. Turn situation around in her home, Lord God. Lord, if it's a family member, Lord God, or whatever it may be, Lord God, I ask you to touch it right now. Lord, if there's anything going on in her mind, Lord God, or any kind of hurts or any kind of past or present, Lord, we ask you to speak to it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to heal whatever is hurting there, Lord God. Whatever the storm is, Lord God, you know, Lord God. And Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, that whatever we ask in your name, you would do it, Lord God. Turn things around for my sister right now, Lord. Do what you know to do in her life. Be for her, Lord God, what she can't even be for herself, Lord God. Lord, encourage her heart, Lord. Give her strength, Lord God. Give her mercy, Lord God. Do what you know to do in her life, Lord God. Let her know, Lord God, that it's going to be all right. Lord, when she goes to sleep at night, give her a peace of mind, Lord, that she will rest, God. Give her rest, Lord. Rest in you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak it, Lord God. We decree it, Lord God, and we claim it done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it right now for my sister, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Bless amen. God. Bless God, I'm laughing because I never sleep.
Yeah.
I never sleep. I just bought some magnesium pills and I got some Epsom salt to take a bath so that I could, it would help me sleep. But I believe the Lord will touch me and it will, I'll be able to have a good sleep tonight.
In the name of Jesus, yes, sister, you will. Whatever it is, else is salt or anything, can't take it away. All you have to do is repeat, find, go in Psalms, read Psalms the 23rd. Read that. Read a couple of scriptures out of Psalms, the 23rd Psalms, and just repeat that until you, and when next thing you know, God will put you on, you will go on to sleep. When sometimes we have to lean on His Word. When lean on His Word, He would just rock you on to sleep. I know, I've been there, and I know how it is to not to sleep. So, can't stand on His Word. And I pray you rest tonight in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, women of God. I appreciate you both. God bless you.
You're welcome.
God bless you, too.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank God for it. Anybody else may want to call or need a prayer request or maybe God designed to put on your heart to share some of the things you're going through with. We want God to look at look at us and be proud of us and to say, yes, this is my child or this is my they love me. He loves us. God loves us, you all. He loves us. Even when the world is turning against us, and even when the peoples are standing around, people are lying on us, they are talking about us, and they are backbiting you, He still loves you. Even when they are saying cruel things that are not even true, He still loves you. Even when you feel like, well, God, I'm trapped up in a situation that I can't get out of, and I can't do it if you don't come, God will come, and when He come, He's going to come just in time. Some situation we get in, we put ourselves in. Let us be able to not put ourselves in a situation where we can't get ourselves out of there. We ask you to be for God like you want to be for anything else that you love. I thank and praise God for His Word. I ask God to let His Word hide in my heart and to be what He wants me to be for Him. I'm not perfect, but I thank and praise God for making me the woman of God that I am. I have suffered through a lot of things. I have went through things that could have caused me to have a nervous breakdown, but God allowed me not to. I will always grab the Word of God. Stand on His Word. Let us learn to read the Word of God. And we'll, everything we need to know is in the Word of God. Let us be for God, like we want to be for any. If we would be for God, like the people would be for the world, we would be good. But let us thank and praise God. God say we are. God tell us in His Word we are in the world, but He don't want us to be of the world. Let us not be of this world, Lord. The world, the thing, the world that has, that's for them. But if you're living for Christ, Christ will be there for you anytime you need Him. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But if you go and you be in the Word, the Bible says the world loves His own. He loves His own. Means Satan got a lot of people mind. He got a lot of things that he's doing to people. And they don't see. But it's not God. God loves His people. He don't allow things. Things will come, but God will allow it not. He'll allow it to go around you if you just stay in His will, if you just be blessed in His will and do what you would have for Him to be done in the name of Jesus. Somebody out there and they're carrying a load or a heavy load or something and they're saying that I can't seem to shake it off. Give it to God. He's able to fix the situation. If there's no load too heavy that God cannot handle, we ask you even to look and have mercy on people. Some people out there are being abused for no reason. You don't have to be abused with somebody hitting on you or somebody doing. You can be abused by people putting their mouth on you, about people just talking bad and about their scalding you, about the words that they say. That's not of God. The words, we have to be careful what the words that we say to our sister and brother. We don't know when God, when those things, when those words come out, you got to listen and be careful what you say, because whatever word proceeds out of your mouth is not of God. Those words will come back to you, and it will come back to you even the worse how you put them out there. And we have to be careful. We have to treat one another the way we want to be treated. We God's word designed to make us to be what he wants us to be in life, not to take his word and slander it out there, just to throw it in somebody's face and say, well, the word said you so-and-so, so-and-so. That ain't what the word is to do. The word is to make you better. The word is to heal. The word is to fix what's broken. The word is to deliver what needs to be delivered. The word is there to even give your food to your spiritual soul. That's what the word is there for. It's not designed to throw in nobody's face, to make them do what they want you to do. It's not of God. I see so much of that go on. I see so much of that go on in churches or where I go preach and where I go be at, where I'm ministering at, or either where I go sometime visit other churches where people slander one another. That's not what God's word is for. God's word is to teach people how to love one another, how to come together as a body. And we cannot do those things if we're doing things that's not of God. It's not going to help. We're living in the days of anti-Christ is getting ready to come. We're living in a day where it's already here. Things are already taking place. And God don't like the things that are going on. He even said there's going to be earthquakes. Look, in thousand places, there are going to be a nation against nation. We're seeing all of this stuff. And God is soon to come. Let us make sure our life is in order. Let us make sure everything is up to par. And if anybody just want to call in or need a prayer request, or maybe you just listening, just want to just to hear what the word of God said, and that's good. And I thank and praise God for the caller that did call in, and the ones that listen, the ones that want to call in, but they're afraid to call in. Even the spires that out there listening, thank God for the spires, because even I thank and praise God how he's going to use them one day. I thank and praise God. Somebody home may be breaking up. I pray God will go in and restore your home. Somebody's heart is hurting. I pray that God will go in and heal the hurt. And someone is sick and been sick a long time. I pray to God that he will come in and he will heal you in the name of Jesus. And I thank and praise God for that person that listening and don't know which way to go in their marriage. I ask God to bless you in your marriage. And I ask God to give you a peace of mind and encourage your heart to be what you can't even not be. And I want you to know that God hears your cry. He sees you. He knows what's going on. God knows everything. We think we're in things by ourselves. No, you're not. God is right there. I want that young lady to know that God is right there. That child that's going through in their home, and God is going to fix your home. And that child that's being abused, God is going to come in and fix that. And I see that somebody is ministry can't go forward because of certain things are holding it down. God is getting ready to bring forward what's holding down. He's going to take the hold off of it, and he's going to be able to work through your ministry. Somebody's business is being don't know which way to go with their business. Keep on trusting God. He's going to bless you with the finance to get your business up on the road, get your business up where it needs to be at. Somebody's ministry is not where God wanted it. He's getting ready to make things right. God's getting ready to bring somebody out. He's getting ready to deliver somebody's mind. God's getting ready to bless someone in their finance. God's getting ready to do the things that he wants to do in your life. Let us all just thank and praise God for what he's doing. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my life. I thank you for what you're doing in the people's life. I thank you, Lord God. Let us begin to thank and praise and worship him. Give him a worship and a praise wherever you are. Tell God thank you for the good. Tell him thank you for the bad. Tell him thank you for the trouble. Don't you not know when trouble comes, God get ready to bring you to that next level in your life where you're supposed to be? Ask the Lord to help you to go on through what you are going through. Ask the Lord to be with you. Ask God to give you strength. And I pray that God would give you strength and give you a peace of mind, that God would do somebody's child is sick and the doctor then gave up on them. But speak life. I speak life in that child, that God would heal that body right now, that he would heal the child from touch the crown of his head or her head into the sole of their little feet. Somebody, baby was born too early, and God is able to restore that baby life back. God will make that baby live. That baby will be able to live a normal life. It will be. It won't. Don't receive everything the doctors say. It's not true. I'm a living witness. I thank and praise God for being who he are and what he is in my life. I thank and praise God for what the doctors said wasn't going to be. I have those. You can turn around and make the devil out of a lie by the words, by speaking the word of God over you. Speak the word of God, woman of God. Speak the word of God, man of God. Speak the word of God, children. Get in your word and read it. Speak life into a dead situation. You can speak life into a dead situation. And Father God, I want to pray for those that is broken, those that don't know God, those that's looking to receive from him. I want to pray for you all, and I want God to step into your life and do what you all are asking him to do. But before God do things, he wants you to do for him too. Obedience. Be obedient to his word of God. Pay what's due to him. Give him his tithes, his offering. Sometimes things don't go through for us because we're not giving God what's due to him. We're supposed to pay tithes and offerings, according to Malachi. Those belongs to God. Those are the first fruits. Let us give what's due to him. Because when you give God what's due to him, he will make situations. And I'm going to tell you another thing will work. Sow a seed towards whatever you're going through with, and God will bring you out of that. It works. Sowing the seed, it works. Give what's due to God, it works. I thank and praise God for what he's doing. I thank and praise God for being who I am in him. I thank and praise God for all of those that are listening. I thank and praise God for just being God all by himself. I don't even know how to thank him enough. I thank and praise God for those that just tuning in. Maybe somebody that is crying out for help and don't know which way to go. God's getting ready to step in. He's going to heal your hurts. He's going to heal the wounds. He's going to send deliverance to your home. And I thank and praise God for that. I speak those words into, I speak life into a dead situation. The Bible said, whatever the mouth speaketh, that what it would be. We got to speak those things though they were. I speak over everybody's life that's listening. I speak over everybody that wants to know God. I speak over those that know God and sometimes want to give up. This is not a way to give up. It ain't time to give up now. We're living in days now where God is getting ready to come, and he's going to bless. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to pray. And when I pray, if God permits, if you want to call in, you can call in. If you don't, it's good. And I'm just going to do what God say do tonight. And I'm when he say enough, it's enough. I'm done. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak into everybody life that's listening. Lord, you know who they are. I speak to my sister. I speak to my brother. I speak to that child. I speak to the elder person, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak into their life right now. Lord, whatever going on in their life, Lord, I ask you to heal and deliver right now. Lord God, I speak, Lord God, that they will come out of bondage, Lord. I speak that spirit of depression out of them, the spirit of stress, Lord. I speak to it right now and send it back to hell from which it came from. I speak to that financial situation, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to bless in that financial situation, Lord, that they will have money, Lord God. They will have more than enough to be able to do what they need to do and help someone else too, Lord. I ask you, Lord, first fruit, Lord God. I even speak to that seed, Lord God. Lord, I even speak to that heart that's hurting, Lord God. I speak to that wound, Lord God, that, Lord God, that's been opened up for so many times. And, Lord God, I speak that you will put honesty, Lord God. Lord, I speak to the marriage, Lord God, that's in the birds of breaking up, Lord God. I ask you to mend it back together again, Lord God. Lord, I even speak to that child that's going through depression or stress or children making fun of them at school, Lord. I speak to that child right now. Speak to them that you will come in and that you will touch their little hearts and their mind and their spirit. Lord, I even speak to that situation, Lord God, that got people bound, Lord God. I speak to, Lord God, that the fear off of that young lady or that young man, off that child. I speak fear will come off of them, Lord God. You said fear is of the devil and not of you. Lord, I ask you to give them peace of mind, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. And, Lord, even maybe someone can't sleep because something is bothering them, Lord. I speak that they will have a good night's sleep tonight, that they will rest, Lord God, in your peace, Lord. Rest, Lord. Give them peace, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Lord, let them be able to sleep, Lord God, and nothing will come upon them, Lord. Dispatch your angels around them, Lord God. Lord, even I ask you to touch that one that's not saved, Lord. Lord, I ask you to save them, Lord. Deliver them. Get in their heart and be for them what they can't even be for themselves. Lord, I thank you for being what you are in their lives, Lord, and what you're going to be, Lord God. I ask you to turn the situation around, Lord God, that it would be what you would have it to be. Look on that business, Lord. Restore that business back up to him. Restore it up, Lord God. Let the finance come in that they will be able to give what's supposed to be given to them, to you. And then, Lord, that they business, Lord God. Somebody don't have, Lord God, a finance to do what they need to do. Lord, we ask you to increase it right now. Increase the finance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to that ministry, Lord God, that's falling apart. Lord, we ask you to mend it back together, Lord God. And, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to just touch that evangelist, that prophetess, that missionary, the preacher, Lord God. And, Lord God, I ask you to touch them and strengthen them in their walk with you, Lord God. Lord, strengthen them in their walk with you, Lord. Because you said in your word, Lord God, ask in my name, ask in your name, and it shall be given unto us. Lord God, I even ask you, Lord God, to look upon all the veterans, Lord, all over this world and country, Lord God. I ask you to watch over them, Lord God, protect them and cover them, Lord God, that they will serve this nation for us, Lord. Lord, I ask you to be for their families, Lord, their children, their parents, Lord. Just touch them all in their body, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Even heal the ones that even got hurt, Lord God. Heal the wounds of them, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to do what you know to do, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I speak to that angry person, Lord God. I speak to that foolish person, Lord. I speak to their mind and that you will deliver them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I bind every spirit that's not of you, that it will go on back to hell from which it came from. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray. I thank and praise God for all of you all listening. And I thank and praise God that you will tune in on tomorrow in the name of Jesus. And I turn you all back over to Prophet Stacy in the name of Jesus. God bless you all that were listening.
What an awesome word. I hope you all received what you needed from that word tonight. She started out talking about time, and I just want you to know that whatever you're going through, there's a time for it to expire. There was a time for it to come, and there's a time for it to go. I hope you receive not only that from the word, but just everything that you needed. I hope you got it in abundance tonight, and that you have the best night's sleep that you ever had. God bless. Good night.